monumental MMA moment. CM Punk, 37 years old. Mickey Gall, 24 years old. Everything else is virtually identical. With the official introductions, Bruce Buffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this fight is three rounds in the UFC welterweight division. Introducing first, fighting out of the blue corner, a mixed martial artist holding a professional record, two wins, no losses. He stands 6'2" tall, weighing in at 170.5 pounds. Fighting out of Green Brook, New Jersey, presenting Mickey. Introducing a mixed martial artist who tonight is making his octagon debut. Standing 6'1" tall, weighing in at 170 pounds. Finally, out of Chicago, Illinois, presenting CM Punk! And with the action begins, our referee in charge, Keith Peterson.
Keith Peterson, our referee. The weight is over. UFC fans will be voting all night by following at UFC on Twitter. Continue to do so. All it takes is one click.
Are you ready?
To vote.
Are you ready?
And for the fight. Here we go!
Mickey Gall shoots a double immediately and has CM Punk on his back in full guard.
Punk came storming out. Mickey Gall takes him down.
Gall with a big shot from the top right away.
Posturing up and slowing down.
CM Punk's in a lot of trouble right away, Mike.
Yep.
He's eating some big shots.
Big elbow by Gall.
Gall trying to pass the guard. He's going to step over that right leg. He stepped over it. Moves right into side control like butter.
Not good for CM Punk.
A lot worse than not good. It's terrific. He's trying to escape. Use his feet. You're really not supposed to be able to use your feet the way he's doing. See how he's digging his feet into the cage?
You saw Keith Peterson make that adjustment.
Keith made the adjustment, but Mickey Gall's on top of him. This is a legit brown belt, and he's on top of a white belt. Usually when that happens, someone's getting strangled. Look at that pass, right to mouth. Look at that beautiful transition to the back.
Gall looking to choke him out right here.
CM Punk is getting mauled, and this is what happens when a brown belt rolls with a white belt. I mean, this is just what happens. Especially when you're a kid as good and as focused as Mickey Gall is.
Got flattened out.
Now, CM Punk is holding on to the gloves of Mickey Gall, trying to get his guy free. And now Punk's in a lot of trouble. He's getting bombed on here. Mickey's just looking to open up the possibility to get that choke in.
Punk's trying to lock it down. Got to get out of trouble.
Mickey Gall's flattened out here. Punk's in deep trouble.
Got
to defend
himself.
Man, he took some heavy shots there. Heavy shots.
And more here. Can he weather the storm? Can he avoid getting submitted here?
Well, one of the things that his teammates have said about him is this guy does not quit. But he's got that arm under the neck now. That's going to be it, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, he got out of it. Very impressive. But he's going through it again. I think that's it.
It is all over. Mickey Gall submits CM Punk. Just like that. He tried to hang in the
screaming nightmare. KO! Chicago Death! This place shall become your grave!
Crazy, all that trash.
talked about. Oh, he's going to get talked about, all right. I'm your host, Grant Body P. We ain't got Chad Farmer in effect this week. We ain't got Joe in effect this week either. I wonder why. I'm just saying. Yo, Terry, talk to your girl, man. I'm just saying. Yo, Waddle, Mr. NXT. Yeah, Princess Peach Prince got pop up. What's good?
The only way that this week could get better is if they spoil that Nakamura is in the Rumble and he wins it. It's the only way this week could get better. The best Ian Cooper. Oh boy. You do not want to tune into this, Ian. If you're listening, you tune out now. Because it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
Tune out now, Ian. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Fuck Ian Cooper.
I don't agree with that part, but this week only? Yeah. Hashtag fuck Ian Cooper. Matt Sacco, Mr. Serial Killer. What's good?
Everything's good, Mike. Everything's good. Everything's good. Monday morning, sitting, watching Backlash. AJ Styles, new world champion.
Yes! AJ Styles is world champion. And your girl, Becky Balboa.
Yes.
World Wrestling Federation, women's champion.
On SmackDown.
Wow. Good thing to do, Matt.
Excellent win today. I can't complain. I thought Backlash had some good matches. But AJ Styles, once again, brilliant, and don't know what to think about the whole low blow to win, but I guess he's part of the character and I'm sure it'll play out, but I'm not one to complain. He's world champion. I'm delighted. Wardle's delighted.
Yes!
Everything's good in the world.
I'm delighted. AJ Styles a champion, Becky's a champion. Naomi fans, I see you. I'm a part of your Naomi mob as well. I know I hear you, but I will break that down as well, man. You know what I mean? Naomi, not her time yet, man. You know what I mean? Not her time yet. Wrestling is story. Hashtag wrestling is storyline. Okay, you can't just let the girl Naomi, as beautiful and brilliant as she is, just take title like that. It makes no sense to the storyline at this time. Wardle, great week for you, right? I could say.
What was it like in the Wardle household when the pin went 1, 2, 3 for Styles win?
Right, this is I would describe it.
We need to start
it.
Recording the sort of live Wardle reaction.
You know what I mean?
This is the moment, right? This is the moment, right? I'm sat there. The ref gets knocked over. Instantly, I go, fuck Vince. Fuck Vince. This is how it's going to go down, isn't it? I thought, this is it. I'm going to fucking... This is it. New Year prediction, Vince dead. That was my prediction. Right. Then, all of a sudden, the Bullet Club AJ Styles that I've known and loved for many years pulls out a low blow. And I've gone, okay, let's not get too hyped. Just a low blow.
Yeah.
And he sets him up for the Styles clash. And I'm thinking, okay, where's the counter? Where's the interference? Where's Cena? What's going on? And then nothing. He hits the Styles clash. I thought, he's going to kick out. It's the first Styles clash he's going to kick out. And then it hit the pin. I threw my phone in the air. I jumped up. And I literally went, yes! Fucking yes! I couldn't believe it. And I was waiting. I was like, where's Shane? Where's Daniel Bryan? Where's the bullshit that's going to take the title back off of him? I was like, oh no, come on. And then it went to credits, and I couldn't believe it. Nothing.
I was looking for confetti, yo. Where's the confetti at? Where's the pyro and shit?
The confetti was coming out of Wardle's dick.
I've never wanted a moment more in my life than that moment, and that happened, and it was just, it's finally WWE living up to new era. They finally lived up to it.
They are. They mean what they say. You know what I mean? They mean it, and I love it.
Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, and Becky Lynch champions. What more can we want?
Like I said, the only thing that can make this better is if Nakamura's music hits in the Rumble. That's the only thing that can make this whole season that little bit better.
Oh, God.
And if it, oh, God. What a fucking... And then Ian ruins it for me today.
Oh, God. It doesn't matter. Ian's in the chair this week anyway. And in
there
a,
is a chair big enough.
And in a stunning twist, Josh Coley is in the chair this week, right?
Oh, he was retracting everything he said really quickly, wasn't he?
Damn fool. And in another twist, Paige is in the chair this week. So that was a glorified week for me too. I had a good week too. I've been waiting a long time to put that bitch in the chair. And finally, I found a reason to do it. I just wanted to make sure everything was legit first before I did it though, man. You know what I mean?
It's fair to say that this week, Paige...
Paige don't want none, man. I mean, I tell you. You know what I mean? Paige, I'm going to rip a new one into your... Paige, I'll get to your punk ass in a minute, but we still got to get Ian, guys. This is a part where Ian's going to turn off from now. You know?
Whoa, guys.
What?
We're professionals. We've got to do the introduction. We haven't done it.
Oh, yeah.
We got too excited. We almost forgot the formality.
Yeah, we're so excited and shit, man. You know what I mean? Wrestling has been good to us. We forgot the formalities. And I've seen a lot of you starting to join the Facebook group, the craziest wrestling group, the most politically incorrect wrestling group on Facebook. All in good fun. You see what I'm saying? www.facebook.com/groups. /SmackTalkCenter. I see you're requesting to join.
But don't be a weirdo.
Do it.
Don't be a tragedy like Rob Good, who doesn't like women.
Or Ian Cooper, because fucking Cooper.
Oh, man.
He knew it was coming. I forewarned him it was coming.
We warned him. I'll explain the story of Ian Cooper in a minute. He'll follow us.
On the Twitter?
Yes, @STC_WWE. Your serial killer, where can they find your corporation?
They can find us at KICKFM. That's at KICFM. If you can't remember the Twitter handle, remember the phrase, Carly is crap forevermore.
Right. Exactly. You know what I mean? It's a new era. You're not going to see Carly ever again. Well, anything could happen in the World Wrestling Federation. I mean, Kurt Hawkins is on his way back. I don't know what he's going to do. What up, Mr. NXT? Where can they find you on the Twitter?
Well, currently, it's at He Has to Win. However, it feels like it should be He Always Wins.
Oh, no!
What a week! And to top it off, Eva Marie's back in 3 days, guys.
Skills in a ring, second to none. What a pop.
James Ellsworth, guys. Come on,
James Ellsworth. Can we big him up real quick?
Oh, he deserves the Intercontinental Championship. He deserves that championship.
I'm not playing. No, it's not right. You know what I mean? The man was in the main event of SmackDown, people.
The moment of his career.
I mean, his biggest match. He was about to tag with the World Wrestling Federation champion, AJ Styles.
One of the best in WWE history in John Cena. He was literally the dream match.
The dream match. Against John Cena. And Dean Ambrose, you know, you're going to tag with the phenomenal one, with the face who runs the place, the champ who runs the camp, and that motherfucker Miz took it away from him. You know what? I'm glad John Cena hit the AA, the FU on the Miz. He deserves that shit. Miz, motherfucker, little bitch. You know what I mean? James Ellsworth, he is a proud member. He is a friend of the Smack Talk Center.
He's a member. It's official.
No, sir. No. And he's been a member for 4 years. 4 years, people. James Ellsworth. And he's met the big time. He met the main event and the Miz took it away from him. That dirty motherfucker. Yo.
big you up, James. I hope they reward you with something soon, man. Trust me. You know what I mean? The cruiserweight jump off, it starts next week, man. And that should be some exciting shit. Which, by the way, you're going to have to let me know what I go on with that next week, man, because I won't be in effect to see
okay.
SmackDown. You know what I mean? As it's my graduation weekend and all that, I won't know what the hell's going on. It will be too late for me to catch up.
Well, as it stands at the time of recording, just so you're aware now, and so everyone else is aware, at the time of recording, we are literally hours away from the final. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Grand Metalik, Kota Ibushi versus TJ Perkins. We go expect some spoilers and some shockers. Expect it to come. It's the final. Oh, it's going to be good. NXT Bobby Roode versus No Hey Jose.
that's gonna be something, man. Word up, man. You know what I mean? This is a recorded show, people. You know what I mean? So you know, keep that in mind. You won't be able to call in on the number 347-637-3859 is a number not to call. This is a recorded show, and you'll look like a fool running up your phone bill, trying to call in and giving us your thoughts on the week in wrestling. You don't want to do that, man.
Guys, is it time?
It's time!
The highlight of my week.
Get him!
Get him!
Serial Killer, did you watch the NXT? I mean, not the NXT, the UFC?
I just watched the Punk 5. That's the only bit I watched.
Right, so you, like a lot of people, only... Okay, like a lot of people. All right, I understand. I don't like it, but I understand. All right. I want your thoughts, man. I mean, considering everything that was at stake in the Smack Talk Center itself regarding Ian Cooper and Josh Coley.
Well, he spent 2 years training and ended up not landing one punch, getting taken down in 3 seconds and losing in 2.5 minutes. What more is there to say? Fair play to him. My hat's off and respect to him for going and doing that when he financially he didn't need to do anything else. He pursued something that he wanted to do, stepped in the ring. Fair play to him. But you spent 2 years training. You've made yourself look like a bit of a tit.
That's the only thing where I'll give him props, but that's where it stops. Otherwise, we don't respect him. We don't like him, right? And I hate his fans even more. You see what I'm saying? Ian Cooper, I respect you as a person, but as a CM Punk fan, we don't like you. I don't like your CM Punk fandom, or anyone else's for that matter, because you are the most delusional people on the planet. Wardo! Thoughts, please. You watch the UFC?
I watched, I unlike part-time Sacco, I watched the entire thing, you know. Sorry, Sacco.
I had a bed to sleep in. I was asleep.
What did we expect? Did anyone expect him to win? Because I didn't. I thought there was no way. Mickey Gall's trained for years. Years he's been in training. Not a couple of years, maybe a year and a half, if that. What did people expect? It was never in doubt. CM Princess Peak, bitch, punk, fucking cunt, wanker. What did people expect? And no doubt, number one at this year's Rumble, we'll hear Cult of Personality because he's come back sucking on the juice of Vince McMahon to get his job back.
No way.
No, dude, I don't know, man.
So, things will work. The whole argument stuff that he had with Vince and the whole injury, doctors not clearing him and all that bullshit, rubbish. I guarantee it.
He's not coming back.
I
also guarantee he deliberately took the fall in that match because he was going to get a big payday anyway. Tripled the pay-per-view rates is the figures. Yeah. Tripled because of his name.
Yeah.
Now tell me that he wasn't deliberately taking the fall because he did nothing. Like you said, he didn't even land a single punch. You're telling me he couldn't land a single punch in that entire thing? He couldn't land one punch. I don't believe it.
It was shocking, man. You know what I mean? You've got to at least land a punch.
He deliberately took the fall. He was told to take the loss.
Nah, he just got his ass kicked.
He was told. I know it. I can feel it.
Whether he was told or not, I'm glad he got his ass whooped. You know what I mean? Man needs to learn some manners. He has to learn that he's not God. you turn around to the Rock. See, there's like 1,001 reasons. I could roll it out in a scroll like Chris Jericho why I don't like CM Punk. And one of them was the Royal Rumble match and shit against the Rock. When him tell him, say, your arms are too short to box with God. Look at him in the blood clot sitting now. In the UFC, his arms were too short to box with God. And Mickey Gall doesn't claim himself to be a god. CM Punk called himself God. That's something you just don't do. He got his ass boss. So glad.
But, you know, in the slightest bit of, you know, I don't know, praise that I have for him, like Sacco touched on, you know, he did what he said he wanted to do, and that was go in the cage and fight that one time. And that's called being true to yourself. Do you know one person who's not true to themselves?
Uh-oh.
Josh Coley. Let's come up to Josh Coley and his fucking flopping his top about how he's going to put some hefty bet on, and then all of a sudden, times are a-changing.
He got caught. He
knows it. He knows he got caught.
Josh Coley, man. You know what I mean? Why are you going to run your mouth so like that? You know my eyes are sharp. And if my eyes are sharp, you don't know who else in the Smack Talk Center saw that post at the time. And you thought you were slick. You thought you were slick posting that at how much o'clock in the morning. It was about, 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that. You post that shit. That's usually the time you suddenly post pictures of semi-naked women. Right? Which is cool, by the way. But, that's what you did. I put a 200-pound bet for CM Punk to lose. And I was like, because I responded to it. I was like, okay. Well, in a way, I hope he wins now. So that you lose your 200 pound. 200 pound, what up?
Well, as clearly established, he's full of shit. 200 pound. He ain't got 20 quid to his name. What a load of rubbish. A load of rubbish. I respect the guy as well. I like the guy.
Yeah.
Met a few times. Yeah. Gone to PWL events.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
But don't lie to the FTC. Because we know. We know.
My only mistake was dropping a screenshot of that shit. Because I never thought he was going to delete the shit. I didn't think he was going to do that. I never thought it. I just said, if CM Punk wins, you're going in the chair. You don't. You know what I mean? £200. Look, if he told the truth and he did it, dude should be loaded right now. Josh Coley, you should be loaded. But people are telling me otherwise. You didn't really put on the bet. So the grand says, why do you even do that? Why do you even log into Facebook and type that shit in Smack Talk Center? Well, just why?
Get your chair!
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Such a nice guy has to degrade himself. Despicable.
There's no need for it, Josh. You know what I mean? Did you put it? Did you put a 200 bet on? Did you not? Did you? If you did, fair play to you. If you didn't, and then you post it on the page, right? You look like a fool. You. Oh.
Damn shame.
Damn shame. You know what I mean? £200. You know, £200. I would never bet £200 less or like that on some gambling shit. You know, I got my ass bust. You're crazy.
200 quid can get you a lot of things. Get you some nice treads. It can get you some decent clothes. Joe for the night.
Yeah.
You know.
Come on. Now, I hope you mean Joe, one of those Fame Station yell Joe.
Yeah. Not our friends, the FTC, and the most beautiful accent in the world, Joe Chapman.
No. I hope.
I was on about the base station, babe.
That's all right, man. Oh, God. That's another one to put on blast, Mr. Edmund Muhar. Word up, man. Easy. Ed, you're in trouble, man. You are in trouble, son. You know what I mean? I'll tell you the story about him in a minute, man. Word up, man. Serial killer, what would you do with, £200? I mean, shit.
Go shopping, get myself some nice new threads.
See there.
Buy myself lots of takeaway food.
Maybe even a box of Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms!
I don't know, man. Cocoa Pops are where it's at right now.
Cocoa Pops! Not Booty Holes!
No.
Damn!
Pops and Honey Shredders. That's what we got.
Oh.
That's where it's at.
Living like a king. Living like
a
king.
Like a king, Wardle. You know it. If you're going to do it properly.
You're going to do it right. You're going to do it right. I'll tell you, Josh, man. Josh, sort out your shit. Don't tell lies, man. You know what I mean? Don't tell lies and then retract your shit and think you won't get caught. You know what I mean? You know, the Smack Talk Center might be founded in England, but remember, the American people, they're like 5, 6, 7, up to 8 hours behind us, you know. They can see shit too. Oh, dear me, Josh. On to you, Ed. Ed, you in trouble? I you know, I had a talk with my loving woman over there in Canada. Right? Now, you know, you all know now, you know what I mean? I've got to pick myself up because I graduated as an official qualified journalist. I'm so proud of myself. All those years of work paid off and everything, right? Now, I just said, no, you know, I said, there's going to be no blog because I'm going to be graduated and celebrating with my family and all that. Man's talking about going to strip club to celebrate.
any excuse.
Any excuse, no. Now, the first time, I was like, nah. You man, Cobra Club. I'm like, I don't like snakes. I've seen what they do in films. They kill people. They eat people. I don't like snakes. We go to Spinderella's. I'm like, oh, what that? You put on slip on the girl? Oh, what that? No, I'm not going to place there. So I let it slide. The first time I let it slide, and then recently, guys, I don't know. You can try and explain it to me. I don't know. But man found himself. Ed found himself on a Spearmint Rhino Facebook page. Tag me in it, and says, "This is where we're going for your graduation."
The man has no shame.
Man's got no shame.
He's got no shame. He did that to me on Twitter one time. Tagged me in a video. I was like, you fool. My Twitter, like, not even like private messaging there. Tagged me on my like public Twitter wall. tagged me with all my work shit on there. No shame.
No shame! No shame whatsoever!
What a lad though.
What a dirty boy. He's trying to get me in trouble, you know. So.
Yeah, but keeps us all going in the FTC. In the cold, dark winter months. The lonely, cold, dark winter months.
Why?
Keep their hands warm.
Keep their hands warm, you know.
No, man, that's the current way the fucking WWE is going.
All them dirty pictures. You know what I mean? All them dirty pictures. How about those Spearmint Rhino? Spearmint Rhino, you know, people. I mean, for those who don't know what that is, it's a dirty strip club with all the girls twerking it and going on disgusting and taking off their clothes and putting dollars down girl panty and all sorts of shit. Okay? I raw told my girl from Canada, you know. I told her, I says, talk to him. And she's like, you're not going there. You got my word. And I was like, you're damn right, I'm not going. Me is a good boy, I'm a decent lad. I love women as much as the next man, but them place there, no sir. No. Not while I'm with a loving woman who supported me throughout my whole journalistic career and to fight out all the way to dance with some dirty gal who probably suck our next man cocky for £250.
Get your chair!
Ed, you can go by yourself and celebrate my graduation, man.
Yeah, this one's on me, Ed.
Enjoy yourself. Pets alive. Grab body P! Hey, enough of all that shit, man. Let's get onto Paige.
Fucking Paige.
Sounds like an invite.
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it, actually?
Sorry.
I know you don't see it. I know you don't see it.
Ugh. Yuck. Ah, 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 ah. I told you, Paige to me looks like milk that's gone off. It's gone off. You're about to put you off your cereal, Matt. But she looks like that girl. You're looking forward to your cereal. You think, yeah, let me pour the milk on this shit. And when you pour the milk now, it's all lumpy and shit. One big out lump. And like, oh, hell no. Put you off one time. That's what she looks like to me, man. Shit. This girl. I mean, getting a tattoo of your loved one. First and foremost, Wardle, have you got a tattoo of your woman on your body? No. You've got a child with her, you love her, but there's no tattoo. And I'm taking it, she doesn't have a tattoo of your name on her body either.
No, but I am getting a tattoo of AJ Styles.
Don't give me a joke.
And Nakamura.
Is there...
On your chest, one on each pec.
Well, pec's debatable, mate.
Okay, on one on each boob.
Yeah, for the jiggle.
Oh, God.
Serial killer. Yo. Is there a tattoo of your woman's name on your body? As much as you love her, you can tell the truth, you know.
Not in a million years, no.
Is there a tattoo of your name on her body as much as she loves you?
Not in a million years, no.
See that?
I think Paige is off the marbles. I think she's gone mad.
Allegedly had a tattoo, because we still don't know. There's only been one photo, and then it got put down. So we still don't know if it's legit or not.
Well, she put it on her Instagram, right? This is the report, yeah? She put it on her Instagram, right? And she must have got flack for it or whatever. And she took it down just as quickly. But it wasn't quick enough because all the dirt sheets, and you know I don't like dirt sheets as it is, enough sources took photo and reported on it. You know what I mean? The reason why it could be, like, fake or whatever is because, you know what I mean, we know he's not called Alberto Del Rio in real life. I know full well he's not called Bertie in real life, even though I like to call him Bertie. You know what I mean? Shout out to Seamus, because he started that shit. You know what I mean? You're gonna a tattoo of Alberto on your body?
Yeah, it'd be weird that she'd get a kayfabe tattoo. That'd be really weird. Like getting one of his actual name, or like, you know, something to do with him. Yeah, I can kind of get that. But you wouldn't put his ring name, would you?
His ring name, exactly. I mean, bear in mind, Alberto is he's come to terms with WWE, good terms. Shut down his contract on good terms. So he's not, well, I don't know. I can't guarantee you, but I don't think Verity's going to say anything bad about them.
No.
Right? So Paige has reportedly done this. And just as you say that she's reportedly put this on her body, it's just to show that she's reportedly quit. We don't even know if she's actually quit the WWE. Last time I checked, she only got suspended.
Well, yeah, my sources have said that she's down for some more Raws or whatever, moving forward. So
she's contracted to 2019?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
In which case, I would be very, very surprised if she could get out of that in any way, because I don't think you can, so.
This is what I'm saying, right? I don't know where people get this from, about she quit. How the hell did she got suspended? She got caught with the drugs or whatever, she got caught with Bertie. Bertie has left the company on good terms. It's not like it's on bad terms. And then she quit in protest. No, she quit in good terms. So I don't know where people got this shit from and actually quit.
Yeah, I don't understand. You know, going back to the tattoo thing, I don't get why Alberto. Because, like, he wrestled under, like, El Patron.
Yeah.
El Patron. And, like, Dorado and stuff like that. Like, in, you know, various places.
Mm.
Like, Lucha Underground, he was El Patron and stuff.
Yeah.
So why, that's not, like, Alberto Del Rio, or Alberto, he's used it, but it's not his proper name.
No.
Like, his real name. And
no.
His real name's Jose.
Maybe he just hasn't told her his real name. Maybe she thought his real name was Alberto Del Rio. I'd like to believe that's true.
Okay. Don't give me a joke.
I'd like to believe that's true.
That's another thing. before, though. How long have you been with your partner?
Oh, fuck.
Don't ask me. She's not listening.
Pass.
Okay. It's long.
It's coming up to 3 years.
See, 3 years. That's cool. Same question to you, Sue. Okay, how long have you been with your partner?
Be 18 months, 30th of September.
Mm-mm, got the date down as well, man. Damn. That's good.
I'm not getting in trouble.
Yeah, you ain't getting in trouble.
Fuck off, Sacco.
Walter's going to get beatings.
Don't try to sacotage me.
Oh, see, I've been with my lady who hails from Canada. I've been with her since 2011 officially. We met like a year ago off on this Facebook thing, right? 2011, right? That's when it all went official and shit, right? So that's a good, 5 years and shit, right? June, or is it July? June of 2011. Gotta get that right as well, man. Shit, right? All that shit, right? And not one tattoo on my body. Not one. Do you know what I mean? Paige has been with Bertie for 5 months? September, going into October. She met the motherfucker in May, so it's like 4.5 months.
Even
that old Bertie, he proper worked that pussy good, and I can't understand how, you know what I mean? Personally, I just find it a bit baffling, because there she is, right, and you've seen the Mexican women. You've seen what Mexican women look like.
I don't understand. Maybe, oh, I don't know. I don't see what either of them see in each other. I don't. Bertie, is an older gentleman. That's the truth. He is an older gentleman,
right.
And he could pretty much get any, like you said, Latino, Mexican, whatever lady he wants. He could get probably any woman. So he picks some bird from Norwich.
That's exactly what baffles me, right?
Yeah, but she's probably filthy.
I reckon.
I definitely agree
like,
there.
But I don't think she is. I reckon she's like a
black. She could duck a golf ball through a hose pipe.
I agree with you. She looks dirty as fuck, and I think that's probably part of the I think that's part of the attraction with certain people. That love off page, they look like, oh my god, she looks all vampire and all sexual and all that business. I don't see that shit. Well, maybe I can see from their perspective.
Yuck. Mike.
What's good?
Mike, is it time?
Uh-oh.
Is it time?
We're not gonna go into no commercial break. We're just gonna go into it.
No. Okay, we'll wait. I need to get my list of rant down from 27 pages down to a more reasonable amount of why it deserves the Hall of Fame chair, not just the standard chair of the week, the Hall of Fame chair.
A Hall of Fame chair, that's something that...
The chair of the year award.
Chair of the year award, I mean, it looks like Rob Good's got that lead.
Oh, I don't know.
She doesn't like women. That's bad enough, man. That's Hall of Fame.
But at least he's not got tattooed on him. He doesn't like women. I mean, I sent Ian the voucher to the laser clinic. Didn't thank me.
No!
Didn't thank me.
That's brutal.
I thought it was a really good thing. You know,
before we get to the whole chair thing, can we just make one comment on how interesting Raw is in terms of the main title scene and Rusev coming back and attacking Reigns, and we've got Rollins and we've got Zayn and Jericho. How amazing is it to be a wrestling fan right now?
Matt, Raw, the B show, Raw.
Yeah, it is, man.
B show. The only good thing about Raw is Kevin Owens. Everything else, bothered.
The Kevin Owens show is the B show. And that sounds bad. You know what I mean? It's Kevin Owens, you know. You know what I mean?
AJ Styles. Becky Lynch. Guys, come on.
AJ Styles. AJ Styles. You know what I mean? Becky Lynch.
Less than a year.
Naomi.
Less than a year.
Right? You know what I mean? Just them three in my book. AJ Styles, Naomi, and Becky Lynch. You know what I mean? And Renee Young. You know what I mean? And Wardle. Eva Marie. And James Ellsworth, friend of the SDC, all on SmackDown, Wardle. It's trying. It's trying.
You can clearly see, like, who's in charge of SmackDown, like, legitly in charge, and who's in charge of Raw, because there's no way Vince is in charge of both of them. You can quite clearly tell.
Why?
There's no way Vince would give the title to AJ Styles. Not a chance.
Well, right now, Vincent Kennedy needs to be in charge of his injury. I'm not too sure what injury he had, but, you know,
Vinny Russo told me. Vinny Russo told me.
Oh, no.
He blew his quads out again.
Oh,
squatting.
Oh, no.
genuinely, that is the legitimate, that was what was passed around the office in Stamford, Connecticut. He was squatting, and he blew his quads out again.
Again? Jesus.
That man might as well just sit in the chair. What's the point?
God bless Vincent Kennedy. A 71-year-old mashup himself. Oh, dear.
The most interesting thing about Raw at the minute is Steph and Triple H.
Yeah, Triple Thief hasn't appeared since that time.
Yeah, that's the most interesting thing at the minute.
It just came one time, dropped a pedigree, and he hasn't been seen since. Right?
You do know we won't see him again until their pay-per-view, where he's going to turn up and do the same thing again.
Nah, the Clash of Champion. That'll be
He won't. He won't. Nothing will be seen of him until Clash of Champions, and he'll do the same thing again. Pedigree Rollins, job done.
I have a very interesting theory about that, but we'll get to that nearer the time. So I'm not going to let you know now, but it involves someone who could be classed as a legend.
How about next week, Wardle? Because next week's the prediction show for the... Yeah, I said it. The prediction show for Night of Champions. Clash of Champions. Unforgiven. I call it Unforgiven because I don't think it's worthy of the name Clash of Champions. But that's just me.
No, I agree. I mean, but we won't get into that because Clash of Champions is a legendary event.
Yeah, that's next week's show, man. That's next week's show.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Triple T. Our Lord and Saviour. God bless you, Triple T. God bless you. You did what everybody wanted you to do, and you did it with style. Thank you so much, our Lord and Saviour. Bless the hammer. Bless the hammer.
The hammer.
The hammer of justice. It is merciful. Merciful.
The aura. You can see the aura around the hammer. Yeah. So,
I went into B&Q just kissing every sledgehammer. Thank you, sledgehammer. Thank you.
Like that girl in that video, and she licking the hammer. So, no, I forgot any girl there, but I think you know who I'm talking about.
Miley Cyrus.
That's her. She'll lick the hammer. Don't give me dope. Yeah, the Clash of Champions. So it looks like Roman Reigns and Rusev got to look like they're gonna fight again. That should be interesting. Got to be a stipulation there, surely. Sami Zayn now fights Chris Jericho. Surely that's got to be Shawn Stealer written all over it. Then again, you've got Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins.
Versus Triple Teeth.
Oh, shit. And, yeah, the Women's Championship match. Sasha Banks versus Charlotte. But I don't know, man. I think Bayley's going to still find herself in there somewhere. Because I don't know about you guys, but I swore blind I saw both Sasha and Bayley's shoulders pinched in a match for the free.
Yeah, we didn't know, Mike. The official word is we didn't. We didn't see it. There wasn't a botch at all.
Okay, if it wasn't a botch at all, that just says to me that Bayley may not even be in the pay-per-view.
It's not her time yet. It's not her time yet.
All right, then. All right.
Trust Wardle on this one.
Okay, and now that AJ Styles is the World Wrestling Federation champion, surely it is destiny for Gallows and Anderson now to take the titles from New Day now, surely. This is it now.
Well, I called it called it for Backlash, I thought the club would win and they didn't. So, I don't know. I thought the club would win the titles at Backlash and Styles would lose to Ambrose but then take it at the next pay-per-view.
Whoa.
Backlash?
Whoa, Backlash? The club will win at Backlash? What are you talking about? The club's on... What?
Battleground? SummerSlam?
No, what I meant to say was, I thought the club would win... Oh, bloody hell.
That's what I'm saying!
I'm just going to go.
You're confusing yourself.
Myself. Yeah.
You're confusing yourself. What's going to happen is AJ Styles got the wrestling championship, right? Surely Gallows and Anderson are going to take the tag titles now, surely. And even though they're on separate shows, they're going to find some way creatively to interact with each other, surely.
Triple teeth.
Oh yeah. Oh, no.
I think the club are due the titles, definitely. But I don't know if there'd be any crossover with them and AJ Styles. I'd like to see it, because it's entertaining, but I think it's unlikely.
I say more towards Survivor Series.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, more towards Survivor Series, man, because boy, I've got a feeling that the club, they're going to cause Harley for trouble. They are the Bullet Club, after all. And it's true. I wanted to be that Bullet Club. I wanted to be that club that's supposed to be tearing up shit in Japan and shit. I want them to cause trouble and shit, man. God damn it. But that's just a thought now, you know. It's like a must-win situation for the Gallows and Anderson now. Anything else to cover on Raw before we... my girl, Nia Jax!
How amazing.
Whoa!
I loved it.
I don't think that's ever happened.
It was just different and it worked.
Not even China has done that, I don't believe. I don't think Beth Phoenix has done it. I don't think China's done it. And I don't think that Nicole Bass man sitting has done it either. I don't think Karma's done it. I have never seen that happen. Not in the women's division. Never seen that happen.
Yeah. It's amazingly impressive.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Did you not see the way she was throwing you into the barricade? It was
but
brilliant.
What are they building to? Because she's not going to win the women's title. So what are they building to?
Well, basically, they're just trying to show her dominance.
Are they building to the first women's United States champion?
Isn't it obvious what they're doing, Wardle? Haven't you clocked it yet?
Oh, go on then. Enlighten me.
It's going to be... The last man standing match between her and Braun Strowman.
And on that note, we're going to a break. After the break, Ian, you don't want to be tuning in. We're going to talk Backlash, the Flair Files, and some more of a shit whilst Matt Sacco goes and has some water to stop being drunk. Because he's clearly drunk. Doesn't know what he's on about.
Apparently, wouldn't that be amazing there?
Apparently the club are on Backlash. Did you see them? Did you see them? Did you miss it? Were they on the pre-show?
Ooh, I love it. We'll be back after Josh Coley pays those bills.
And Sacco sobers up.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to our weekly interview on WWE.com. My guest this week, listen to this, the first ever SmackDown Women's Champion, Becky Lynch. Does that stun
you? I keep waiting for it, too. But if somebody was calling me, they were like, champ, champ, champ. And I kept walking. They're like, that's me. Me, I'm just over the moon. I'm just over the moon.
I know you told WWE.com that you were going to sleep with this title Sunday night.
Yeah, I woke up Monday morning with a big W on my face. Yeah, I can't let it go. It's so, and look how beautiful it is. And look at the little nameplate with my name.
That's
on.
You.
That's me. That's like a picture of me.
That is
holding
incredible.
Holding up the symbols and everything. And the goggles, the little goggles on my head.
You're giddy.
I am giddy. I have not been able to wipe this cheese-eaten grin off my face.
Becky, I've known you for a very long time, and we've actually sat around and talked about this moment. But did you ever think it was really going to happen?
I'll tell you, there was times when I doubted it, you know, when I really didn't believe in myself, you know, and I knew that I wanted to achieve great things, and I knew I had the potential, but there was sometimes when I was thinking, you know, maybe I have to come to terms with the fact that it's never going to happen for me. And I know a lot of other people might have doubted me too, but here I stand, first ever SmackDown Women's Champion, and the longest reigning SmackDown Women's Champion, and the best SmackDown Women's Champion, and the youngest SmackDown Women's Champion, and the oldest. I can go on.
You do know that with that championship comes a tremendous amount of responsibility.
Yes.
Not only representing the women's division on SmackDown, but the women in all of WWE, and representing our company around the world. And you had one of your first tastes of that this past week in Philadelphia when you visited a children's hospital, and you told me a cute story about a young boy you met.
Oh, yeah. He was just the sweetest. He was this 8-year-old boy. He was a huge wrestling fan. So I gave him my title to hold, and he looked at it, and he examined it, and he was looking at the diamonds, and he was looking at the gold, and eventually I had to pry it out of his hands, and I know how he feels, you know, because I'm like Gollum with this thing, you know, it's like, my precious, but anyway, so then I gave him his own little replica title, and he looks at it, and he was like, I'm onto your gold scam, this isn't real gold. I was like, oh, he knows what's up.
No rest for the weary.
No. Don't want any.
The next SmackDown Live pay-per-view is No Mercy in Sacramento in a few weeks. You will defend against someone you know very well. You came up with her at NXT, trained with her in the Performance Center, Alexa Bliss.
Yep.
Tell me about Alexa.
She's small, but she's fierce, you know, and she's not one to be underestimated. She can do it all. She's a high flyer. She's a hard hitter. But I've worked my entire life for this. I've worked my entire life from this. So I'm going to bring more fight than that girl can handle. I can guarantee you that.
Do you have a message for Alexa?
Well, Alexa, they say that dynamite comes in small packages, and you might be dynamite, but dynamite is nothing without straight fire to light it.
Welcome back, and I hope you're still joining in at home. If you've just...
Unless you're Ian Cooper.
Yeah, unless you're Ian Cooper. If you've just tuned in, this is the BDSIR Network, STC from the UK. Where were you? Doesn't matter, you can download the show after it's all said and done, okay? You can do that. www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCenter. Request to join.
Don't be a widow.
Don't do it.
Right? Make sure, you know, you like women. If I find out you don't like women, we won't let you in the group, okay? You know what I mean? You can be gay. You know what I mean? You can be gay. You can have relationship with men and all that. But if you still don't like women, then we can't let you in a group, man. I'm sorry. It's just the way it goes. That's our rules. You must like women. Follow us
on the Twitter
at STC_WWE, at BDSIR_network, the best damn show in radio. Yes, Serial Killer, where can I find you?
They can find us at Kick FM, KICFM. Remember the glorious sentence, Carly is crap forevermore.
Very good, very good. Mr. NXT, where can they find you? Mr. CWC.
At He Has to Win.
There you go. And you can find me too on the Twitter at Mr. MZA, the infamous. You know what I mean? Ladies, I'm not down with that spearmint rhino shit. Me's a good boy. I'm a loving wifey, okay? Don't do that. Ed.
Mike, shut up.
Woo!
He's dead. call me Richard, Richard, cause I'm a dick, dick. It's also Richard cause I feel like you should pry your fucking mouth up off a bit, bit. Call me Richard, Richard, cause I'm a dick, dick. You ain't gotta be no detective to figure out I'm a dick when I hold my private to your first clue, Sherlock prick. Call me Richard, Richard, Richard.
When the clock goes tick, no more Rick.
Whoops! Hey.
That's enough. Shout out to Shadfather. You can find him on the Twitter at Shadfather85. The guy who started it all, who believes that Ric Flair won't make it to the end of the year. Today is the 17th of September 2016. Ric Flair still alive and kicking and well, and he's actually taking pictures with guys this time, not women, which is weird. Very weird behavior from Ric Flair here. What's going on regarding this man, people? What's he doing? What's he up to? Looks like he's had a haircut too. What?
He looks good.
Looks like
he's well, he's still kicking, like you said. Looks like, yeah, he's, what do you say?
He looks like he's Big DeMarcus Barbers. Man.
He's got his new Ranger t-shirts out, as we discovered last week.
Yep.
So, you know, he's making that dollar still.
Yep.
Paying for them hospital bills when Chad puts him in there. Hospitals in the US are expensive, big time expensive.
Well, it's like this, yo. I know like that the Obamacare and all that business going on out there. You know what I mean? Chad puts him in the hospital, and then Joe dresses up in a nice nurse outfit and finishes the job. Grab body, please, Joe. We didn't warn you what happens if you bail out of the show. I was looking forward to her coming on this week, man. She did look a baked potato. Well, I'm not
Chad,
sure.
Chad was looking forward to her coming on.
Nah, but the two of them are missing.
Sir?
I can say the two of them are missing for something. I mean, they were just together. I think they're trying to put Flair in the hospital. Like, Chad, you know, beats him up to, like, I don't know, near critical condition. And then Joe's...
Just get charged the fuck
and then Joe's gonna dress up in a little nurse outfit, you know, and be the glove hand killer, like in Hollyoaks and shit. I got a bad feeling about this! Rick, stay out of hospitals, man. Stay out of hospitals. According to Ric Flair, he's heading for Flair Country next week with BTW Wrestling, Morgan Tom. September 22nd to the 24th. You can get tickets at btwtickets.com. That's what you have to do if you want to see Nature Boy. Make sure you go see him before Shant and Joe does. That's all I have to say to you. Now, man, on the real, I'm sure Rick Flair's been asked about this before, but I'd love to ask him how he feels about John Cena with the quest to become 16-time champ. Now, the last time I checked, Ric Flair actually gave Cena his blessing.
Yes, as far as I'm aware, Ric Flair was all for it.
Yes.
I heard exactly the same thing.
In that case, no one else would have a problem with it, really.
Boom! Exactly! This is the part where Ian is definitely turn off the show and start taking selfies of yourself in the mirror and make sure there's no doo-doo in the toilet, okay? Because this shit, you know what I mean? We're talking to you now, Ian, and all the Cena haters. It's Ric Flair gave him his blessing. You know what I mean? Ric Flair says, yeah, man, it's cool. Okay. I'm over the whole Undertaker shit. Okay. You know what I mean? It's all good. For crying out loud, Undertaker wanted the streak to end 10 years ago with Kurt Angle. But things didn't work out.
Ian. Oh boy. Ian Cooper. There's some times in life, my friend,
oh, no,
where you keep your damn mouth shut.
Oh no!
And unfortunately,
no!
forgot this lesson that Wardle teaches.
No!
In the guidebook.
No!
In the guidebook, Ian. Now, for the first time ever, guys, it's going to be a Wardle one page.
Oh, God!
A Wardle one page.
Oh, no!
Because if there's one thing I cannot stand, is hate when there is no hate needed. And he hated and viciously hated on the former face that runs the place, Jonathan Cena.
Jonathan Cena.
And Ian, you're a dumb motherfucker.
Oh my God!
Sorry.
My God!
You and your little friend, Nigel Summers, who jumped on Cena with,
why is Cena getting all the treatment? Oh, he comes back after a month and he already gets a title shot. Oh, Undertaker never got this treatment.
Do the logic. Do the logic.
Whoa. You better Undertaker's name.
Oh, I'm going to... I'll have... It's regarding Undertaker. I'm going to step back. How many years did the Undertaker be undefeated and the marquee match of WrestleMania... How many years?
Lord have mercy. We'll get to Undertaker in a minute because that's where I'm going to start. You know what I mean? That's Grant the Rant Styles, that is, man. You don't mention Undertaker name in the same sentence.
Ian, listen to me,
right? This is why you're not a businessman. This is why you cannot be a businessman like Vincent Kennedy and Shane McKennedy, okay? And Daniel Bryan, it just can't work. You wouldn't know how to make a good promotion, okay? Right? You don't understand. It's about putting butts in the seats. Right? Cena puts butts in the seats. You put him in the triple threat match alongside Dean Ambrose and AJ Styles, who are all in a storyline together. Right? Black wrestling is storyline, Ian. Right? The man hasn't been in the fet for what? 2 years? He hasn't been... Yeah, he hasn't been in the title picture since Brock Lesnar put him on blast in SummerSlam.
About time.
Exactly.
He's had 2 years out of the main event picture. He can't really complain if he's come back to the main event picture after 2 years.
He stepped back.
Ian.
He stepped back. He had the US title. He elevated stars, including Sami Zayn.
Ian Cooper.
Oh.
Ian, Mr. Cooper.
Lord,
I have the utmost respect for you as a person. We have good times. We've had good laughs. But boy, oh boy, did you push my buttons with the John Cena hate. It's not even because I'm a John Cena fan. I like the guy. Undisputedly, no question at all, John Cena is the best in WWE history. Purely WWE history, he is the best. Fact. Never gone anywhere else. Always been WWE. He is the man of WWE. If you say, oh, I watch wrestling, people will go, oh, that thing with John Cena. Because they know John Cena. He's a megastar. No doubt. You cannot take on the guy so viciously with no reasoning. As you guys said, he's not been in the title picture. He had debatably and arguably the matches of the year with AJ Styles.
True.
As you guys also said, Sami Zayn.
True.
Cesaro.
True.
Kevin Owens.
True.
Marquee matches.
True.
That drew pay-per-view level ratings.
True.
And it was a weekly. The man has paid his dues. He's done the gimmick. He's worked hard. 360 days, man. Something ridiculous. Ridiculous days he works.
True.
Give the man a break. If he comes back and gets a title shot, he deserves it. Yes, he does deserve to tie the record. I would even go as far as saying I think he deserves to beat the Ric Flair record because he does deserve it. Because he has never worked. There's never been a worker that's worked as hard as John Cena. No one. Right?
All the talk shows, all the media stuff, all the ambassador
everything.
Stuff.
The Make-A-Wish stuff, everything. There is nobody in that company or ever has been in that company that works as hard as that guy. And you still boo him.
I'm saying, you know what I mean? 2 years out of the game, you elevated the US division and shit. Rusev and all them, man, there.
Because I am I am not against anyone having their opinion. If someone wants an opinion, it is a free world. You can say your opinion, but back it up with some logic and some facts and some reasoning. Everything that you and your little mate, your little mate Nigel said, rubbish. Absolute rubbish.
Rubbish, man.
Rubbish. The reason Undertaker hasn't had the treatment he has. But I mean, let me just see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
20 different title reigns the Undertaker's had.
Right. Wow!
Multiple years. Arguably, the greatest match ever wrestled, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania. Arguably greatest rap match ever wrestled. Right. But no, Undertaker doesn't get the treatment he deserves. He wrestles one date in a year, but doesn't get the treatment he deserves.
I want to add, yeah, you see that show, JBL Legend, on the WWE Network? You notice Booker T, him talk with JBL? You notice Ron Simmons talk with JBL? Road Dogg talk with him? You got these different legends, them talk with him, right? Undertaker is a legend, is he not?
Absolutely.
Undertaker's the only man, right? You don't have to go on Legends with JBL and shit. They got Austin, Triple H, and Shawn Michaels to talk for him and big him up. No other wrestler will get that. Not one.
If you ask any, and I've seen it in multiple, any of them stars, or the current roster, past roster, they will go, who is the best of all time? Who is the greatest of all time? They'll either say Ric Flair or The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Every single one. Every single one.
It's true. He
hasn't had the title reign because he doesn't need to.
Exactly.
He's a phenom. He's the biggest draw in WrestleMania history. Yeah. There has never been a bigger draw. So to say that he never got the respect, rubbish.
That's the Shawn Michaels.
Rubbish. And then to say that John Cena doesn't deserve it, the exact word, he doesn't deserve it.
What sort of shit is that? No. It's about putting books in the seats as well, on top, and wrestling storyline, right? You've got AJ Styles running around with John Cena armband on his arm, about on the face of one's face, put it on his head, taking the piss. I beat John Cena, right? So, storyline terms, John Cena's there, cussing in the back, thinking, motherfucker, you wait. You know what I mean? If you really think, John Cena's going to be like, oh, okay, alright, he's taking a piss out of me, fuck it. I'll just stay in the back here, where I belong, yeah. Dickheads. Sorry, no, it don't go so like that. And as far as Undertaker, like I say, Undertaker gets, people talk for the Undertaker in interviews. Part of it's because of his gimmick, right? And the other reason is because they want to do that anyway.
You know what people need to do, Mike?
What do they need to do? Tell me what they need to do.
To do the knowledge.
Thank you. Thank you.
They need to do the knowledge. Think about it for a goddamn minute before they open their stupid mouths and make their stupid idiot comments.
Well, it's like Sacco in the comment trail between this Nigel guy and Ian and that. The Nigel guy's like, "Oh, Cena's not paid his dues, unlike AJ Styles, who's gone everywhere, won every title." Yeah, correct. Congratulations. That's one thing that you said that's correct.
Yeah.
However, AJ Styles turned down WWE. He said it in the Austin podcast. He turned them down when they approached him.
Yeah.
The reason was it's because he wanted to carry on the Indies. So, if anything, AJ Styles could have been WWE champion many, many years ago, but decided not to for his own choice. It wasn't like they were like, "Oh, we don't want him because he's an indie guy."
There was after the time.
And in terms of Cena getting a title shot, it's already very clear that he's going away again. He's already said that he's going to be off TV again in another couple of weeks. So what does it matter if the match now becomes a triple threat, which I can't see a downside? Dean Ambrose versus Styles versus Cena, three potentially of the greatest of all time.
Exactly.
I can't see why that's a bad thing.
And I'm telling you this.
if Cena gets 16 times, it's not going to be in a triple threat match. It's going to be in a one-on-one competition.
Yeah.
Where there's no excuses.
Absolutely.
And John Cena won't want it any other way because that's John Cena. It's not going to be in a triple threat match. Relax. You know what I mean? AJ Styles has got title. You know AJ Styles. AJ Styles is money with that title. He's going to be creating storylines and a great title run with that title. And I'm not worried about that shit. You're tripping about John Cena 16 times. And look, take all of that away. Strip all of that away. It boils down to the fact that Ric Flair, who many consider the greatest of all time, has turned around himself and said, yes, he deserves it. Rick John Cena, the man, you know what I mean? He can take my 16 titles. He can take 16. He can go 17. The man deserves it. Man works hard.
I can't, like I said, it's not even because I'm like a massive fan of him. It was simply, I just don't understand the level of hatred for somebody who has worked their arse off for 15 plus years in the WWE, never complained once about the hours, the days he works, the training he puts in, never complained, comes out with a smile on his face when there's an arena of 15,000 people booing him, and he still stands there and smiles, and you still hate on him. I don't understand. Wait, hold on. What do you think, AJ? What do you think?
What's that?
Fucking Cooper. What's that?
Nakamura for the Rumble?
Good lad.
What cracks me up about the dude, right, is he's like, he tries to dictate to the group. That's what cracks me up about Ian. It's almost like he tries to dictate that you must hate John Cena, you must hate Roman Reigns, but you must worship CM Punk. And that's the vibe I get. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, CM Punk, who deserted the WWE, deserted his fans, like Ian, who have gone to the extremities of having a tattoo in honour of his favourite wrestler. But no, he deserts him, but John Cena's still there.
Right, he deserts him, you know. He deserts you.
Where's the logic?
He diss you, right? He diss wrestling to the point he diss his own friend of 16 years. I couldn't believe when he told me that last week, you know, Cole Cabana. I could not believe it. Diss them, you know. He diss them.
What's that, AJ? What's that?
Oh, no.
CM Punk's a little bitch boy.
No! Oh!
You are. You're a good, good lad.
Rude boy, you got no bars, man. You know what I mean? All based on your dislike for Cena. You know what I mean? Even those who dislike Cena in the Smack Talk Center group, even they turned around and said, look, man, man's done his thing.
You know, the thing that, because I'm going to put it out there, because if you are listening, right, I'm going to ask you, and I want you to comment in the group, in the FCT group. If I say to you, what's your favourite CM Punk match, I'm almost certainly sure you are going to say Money in the Bank 2011.
Oh.
Who was Punk against? Now, if it's your favourite match, it's not just one man in the ring jumping about. There's two men in that match.
Two men.
Now, tell me why it's your favourite match, Ian, because I know you're going to say it's either going to be that one, or it'll probably be Undertaker versus Punk at Mania. One of them two.
You don't want to go there.
Who was the other man? I'm calling you out, Ian Cooper. You're full of shit, son. You are. Do the logic. Just because you're a jobber in some promotion, right, doesn't mean you know. Do the logic.
Oh, Lord. No. Cena hates in general, man. Sort out your shit. You know, Ian's just an example. You know what I mean? Everyone else that don't rate Cena, sort out your shit. Robert Ashford, sort out your shit, okay? I done told you at the PWL joint, man. I had to talk to you. I said, look, you're not 10 years old, okay? You're not 10. You're 40-odd years old. Why are you hating on a man, right? You can't hate on a man. If you've got a young child, right, or nephews, nieces, sons.
Say bye to AJ, guys. He's going for his bath. Say bye.
Bye, AJ.
Bye, AJ.
He's brilliant, isn't he? Jesus, he's so good at this. He's good at this. Give it another couple of years and he'll be on here going, ah, fuck Punk.
Here's the thing, right? You know what I mean? This is what you guys have to understand, right? If you become parents now, and your kids grow up and they start idolizing the likes of John Cena and Roman Reigns and all them people there, right? And you can't go around, you can't go around and say F them, F this, F that, because this, that. You can't.
Ian, if you had a son or a daughter, Ian, and they started liking John Cena and not Punk, why would you not want them to idolise somebody who works as hard as they do, looks after themselves, lives the lifestyle they want because they work hard for it?
Exactly.
Why would you not want them to idolise
that? You want your kids, right? This is Cena haters now, you know. The haters I'm addressing, right? You might be interested in, I'm interested in the haters. You know what I mean? Your kids, you want your kids to work hard and make something of themselves? You know what I mean? I'm sure the father of John Cena is proud of his son right now. He works hard and he gives back to the family and all sorts. You know what I mean? John Cena is paying somebody else rent.
John Cena deserves not just the Hall of Fame ring, he deserves a wing. A wing in the Hall of Fame. A dedication to the years he's put into that company. He's carried that company.
Also, loyalty and respect, boy. Trust me.
Yeah. Ian, man. Ian.
Who else is about hustle, loyalty and respect? The Undertaker. You know what I mean? Loyal man. You know what I mean? He could have been to WCW a long time and shut down the WWF and put them down. But no.
That's the worst thing about their entire argument was like, oh, Cena's never gone anywhere else. He's always been in WWE. He's never done it. Undertaker, to be honest, yes, he went other places. But the marginal...
But he went other places first before WWE. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When he was starting
WWE,
out, since he's been, you know, a recognised
since
star,
he was the Undertaker, yeah.
He's been there over 20 years.
Yeah. You know, so if anyone is just WWE, it'd be the Undertaker.
Exactly. And the other guy I can think of is Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember Shawn Michaels even wrestling over anywhere else, to be honest.
Oh, Ian.
Boy, oh, boy. You're going to like there's a penalty for being loyal. I mean, for being loyal and helping people and elevating people. You know what I mean?
The last thing I'm going to say on it is, like I said, I will value someone else's opinion. What I don't like is him and his little mate shutting down everyone else's opinion, because that's the thing that pissed me off. And it wasn't even like, you know, bantery, jokingly pissed off. Genuine pissed me off.
Damn.
If someone's got an opinion, they are entitled to that opinion. You can back up that opinion, that's fine. But when you're just throwing out nonsense that's really weak, that doesn't back up your opinion at all, and you're treating it as fact, that annoys me because you're oppressing someone's opinion. If someone likes John Cena, let them like John Cena. You like Punk, that's fine.
Yeah.
Fair enough, but back it up. Back it up. Tell me why. You've got nothing.
Can't dictate the shit, man. Yeah, I mean, don't hit on nothing shit.
I don't like it that he thinks that he can shut down people's opinions without backing it up. I counted all your arguments, Ian. What you got? All your points that you've made, I've counted in the last 15 minutes. What you got?
That's why it cracks me up, you know. It cracks me up when I see him and Steven going at it on the page. Because Steven's a massive Cena fan. And Steven backs up his shit as well.
He knows his shit. Steven knows his shit, so you're not going to get one over on him because he knows it. Steven, he knows that shit.
Steven knows his shit, man. The only thing I find funny with it is when he projects his hatred against Robert Reigns, but that's a different episode altogether.
Yeah, that's allowed.
But, I mean, Steven backs up his shit. You know what I mean? He's a Cena fan. He backs up his shit. I mean, I can't knock him for that.
I just expect a full apology for Ian from being rude, because it was just rude, some of the things he was saying to people, just rude. I expect an apology on the page.
I don't tolerate that apology. He ain't going to get no apology, man. He'll be like, my statement still stands. You know what I mean? All this dictatorship, man. You know what I mean? The CM Punk show on the page. CM Punk did this, CM Punk did that. CM Punk did this, CM Punk that. Get off his dick, man. Stop it, man. Jeez. look, I've made it plainly obvious. I don't like Paige. I don't like Ziggler. I don't like Zack Ryder. But I don't dictate the shit on the page. I don't dictate.
All I'm asking for is, if you're going to hate on Cena in the group, just back it up with logic and reason. Like, not some weak ass, oh, I don't like him because of, oh, he gets too many opportunities. He gets opportunities because he deserves the opportunities. That's why he gets them. That's the reason why. There's your argument invalid.
Logic and humour. That's allowed.
Yeah, we're not about oppression, people. What is this? What is this?
Oh, Lord.
That's what it is. Cena hate all day on the group. All day, just Cena hate and sheep.
It's confused.
Sheep Cena hate.
It's confused admiration.
You mean, yeah. It's confused. I think if anything, Ian's a bit gay for Cena.
I don't know about that, but I really boiled it down to confused admiration, because I had it before. You know what I mean? I was guilty of it too back in the day with Triple H. I couldn't really back up why I hated Triple H. I could only back it up on a storyline standpoint, but not all the behind the scenes stuff. I couldn't do it. You know what I mean? I used to hate Triple H back in the day.
You can't hate our Lord and Savior. God bless him. God bless.
Exactly.
Him.
Right.
God bless our Lord and Savior.
Right. Back in the day, I used to be like, fuck Triple H. I can't stand this motherfucker. But whose matches was I watching all the time?
Yeah.
Triple H. You know what I mean? Because why? Triple T. I wanted to see him get boss ass by The Rock and Kevin Nash and Goldberg and all them people. Right? I wanted to see them fuck him up. You know what I mean? But he always wins in the end when he goes like the hammer. But I still found myself watching it over and over and over and over again. Why? Because underneath it all, I'm a Triple H fan. Yeah.
All that combat is on the field. Turns out I'm a fan. Who knew?
Exactly. Who knew? That's how it goes. You like John Cena, Ian, man.
Just man up and accept it, Ian. Man up and accept it.
All the
You're a fan.
It's like primary school flirting, isn't it? If you like the girl in primary school, you pick on them and pick on them and pick on them. But secretly, it's because you really like them.
I'm gonna you know, take the piss out of them because they'll love that.
That's true, you know. Yeah, that's all true. We've all done it before.
I think I've hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah, we've all been guilty of it, man. I would really be like a certain girl, but we can't show it the proper way. So we do it by throwing them on the floor, slapping them down, and all sorts of shit. Is that why we really like them?
The psychologist.
So, yeah, man. Do the knowledge.
The knowledge, man. You know what I mean? Haters, you spent all this time hating on one man, right? And there's Zack Sabre Jr. there. I see Rich Swann there. I see Daniel Bryan there, right? I see Apollo Crews, Rey Mysterio, all these men, right? Bertie. I see all these men on TV killing it. You know what I mean? Kevin Owens show killing it. You know what I mean? And all them men are killing it, but you've got time to run down John Cena. How does that work? You run down John Cena more than you pick up Dean Ambrose. Don't make sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, run down John Cena, but in the last sort of 2 to 3 years, every year I can say that he's had a match of the year.
You know what I mean?
Every year.
You run him down. You run him down, right. But more than you say Seth Rollins, he rebuild himself and reclaim himself. You know what I mean? And because of all that hate, the Grant says, continue, keep going, hate on him, hate on Cena, man, keep going, because why? When he licked 16 times under Ric Flair's approval. When Ric Flair comes out and shake his hand and raise his heart in arm in victory and all sorts of shit.
I'm forewarning you now, Ian, the moment that he does tie the record, fucking, you better leave the group, because you're in trouble, son.
No!
You're in so much trouble. I'm going to do an hour and a half show just for you, Ian Cooper.
Oh, please!
Documenting the entire 16 title reigns of John Cena in full detail.
Oh,
oh boy. Just you wait. I'm fucking Cooper. I've had enough of Ian
Cooper. From his first one from JBL.
Let's move on.
I love JBL.
I know. It's in 2005.
The wrestling god.
The wrestling god.
No, no, look at him. How the mighty are falling.
Nah, I love JBL. Every time he mentions Undertaker, it's just so much respect.
Yeah.
Last time I was exposed to Undertaker, I had 36 stitches in my hair.
Wears up like badges of honor. Talk to me, JBL, man. I love that dude, man. He can't do a thing wrong, man. He cracks me up. Especially when he gets angry, he cracks me up, man. He's like, oh,
who's the baddest wrestler we've ever seen? He choked me through my own liver.
Shut up, Michael. Shut up, Cole.
Shut up, Michael.
Shut up, no, Michael. Why do you think I call you Wardle like that? Wardle! Give him one twice! God bless JBL, man! He's brilliant!
Where's his Hall of Fame ring? Let's get that shit going.
Hasn't he got one yet?
Has he been inducted?
No, APA needs to get inducted first.
Oh, damn! Yo, Mr. Kennedy, sort out your shit before you blow your quad again! Yeah. Sort out your shit, man! How about you on training? What are you training for? You're not good jumping in the ring. You're 71 years old. What are you training for? Oh, no. God bless Mr. Kennedy. Hey, that's it. We don't talk. Bad enough to get fucked up. What's this?
Oh. That was the tame version, Ian. That was the tame version. Oh. If I had hunger and my child wasn't in the other room and my missus wasn't in the other room, oh boy.
Oh God.
You annoyed me this week, Ian. You annoyed me big time.
On a personal level,
you annoyed me.
You annoyed Wardle. How can you do something like that, Ian?
After all the nice things I've always said about you, Ian. All the nice things I've always said about you.
No!
And you're annoying me like this, Ian.
Ian, man. All that you shit, man.
It's just me.
Next week, the Clash of Champions prediction show. We're gonna have a prediction show like every 2 or 3 weeks, man. Wow, how crazy is that, man? Shit, boy, that should be interesting, man. You know what I mean? Raw, boy. I don't know. SmackDown deliver some goods, man. You know what I mean? I mean, considering Randy Orton couldn't fight and I got Kane as a last minute team. You know what I mean? So
my girl Alexa Bliss, number one contender.
Oh, yeah.
Alexa Bliss. She's just a Harley Quinn ripper. Doesn't matter.
That's paying homage?
Allow it.
I'm paying homage. That's a Harley Quinn, man. Word up, man. www.facebook.com/groups/MacTalkCenter. Request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
Don't do it.
Make sure you like women, okay? It doesn't matter if you're a man, woman, alien, dog, cat. I don't give a damn. Women are the greatest beings on the planet Earth. You must love and cherish them. Follow us
on the Twitter
at @FTC_WWE, at @BDFIR_network, best damn show in radio, at @KickFM, Carly is top forevermore, at